Is your company or business a workplace people want to be at in the morning? Looking for the insight and competitive edge on keeping your company happy and productive? You've come to the right place. This is the Amazing Workplace Podcast. Chris McNeil is your host. Join him now as he interviews business leaders to learn how they build, manage, and define the amazing culture at their companies. Welcome to the Amazing Workplace Podcast. Here's Chris.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining me today on Amazing Workplace. I'm excited to be joined by Jeff B. Cohn. Jeff is a lecturer, an author. He's contributed to CNBC, The Huffington Post, Lawyerist, and other publications. He's also a prominent transactional attorney in the entertainment industry, and he's co-founded his own law firm. Jeff, you serve on corporate boards in the profit and nonprofit arena. You've also had a career as an actor, most notably for what in my book is the most memorable role from the film Goonies. You were Chunk in the film that was produced by Donner and Spielberg, and a huge part of everybody's childhood that shares my generation. So I want to say thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a real pleasure.
And we've been geeking out for about, you know, half the allotted time that we have today. But the reason you're here is to talk to us about The Dealmaker's Ten Commandments, your new book. It's The Dealmaker's Ten Commandments, 10 Essential Tools for Business Forged in the Trenches of Hollywood.
Yep, that's it. That's my book.
And somehow somebody thought it was a great idea to send a copy of it to me, which I'm really grateful for because I've read it and it's phenomenal. It's tight and focused and clear. And the messages that it contains, while I think, you know, as you said, kind of forged in the trenches of Hollywood in the world that you live and work in, are definitely applicable to just about every single level of business. My audience, executives, managers, leaders, would benefit from reading this book because the 10 messages that you share, while not directly applicable in a clear sense to culture and engagement, the underlying awareness that you talk about and that you bring to the table with this work is something that I think anybody can apply in being intentional about their actions and understanding human motivation and human behavior, which is critical and key to culture and engagement. So again, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
The thing that you start out the Dealmaker's Ten Commandments with is your story. And I think that resonates really, really strongly with a lot of people because it's something that we go through in our professional lives in some form or another. You went through it very early on, and it had a very different flavor from what I think a lot of people would directly experience. But can you share with us a little bit about the story that took you from an actor to meeting Machiavelli, to starting your own law firm?
Thank you. No. Well, first of all, thank you so much. I'm really glad you enjoyed the book. For me, to get into that, the big idea, I think, is that what I learned kind of through my early, tribulations, is that success is life on your own terms. And for me, the goal of the book, of the Dealmaker's Ten Commandments, was to have the reader discover what those terms are for them, what success means to them specifically, and then give them the tools to get it through negotiating great deals, managing your time, handling crisis at the highest level without losing your soul. That's the big idea. Now, for me, my journey, I was a kid actor, and I was in this movie called Goonies, and I was a cute little chubby kid. I played the role of Chunk, so obviously a chubby guy. And that's what I wanted to do, and it worked. And I was like, oh, this is great. You know, this is how life works. You know, you want something, you get it. And then, you know, life is this kind of linear, you know, journey to the stars. But then I faced the child actor's greatest nemesis, puberty. You know, it's like I hit the brick wall of puberty, and I began my transformation from Chunk to Hunk, being this gorgeous piece of, man meat, that I am now. And I started looking different. I started kind of losing weight, which when you're a fat kid actor is the worst thing that can happen to you. You know, like you're not going to get those parts anymore. You're too skinny. And I started getting acne. I started, my voice changed and I was heartbroken. you know, there's this quote that from Benjamin Disraeli, which is, the beauty of first love is our ignorance that it will ever end. And for me, acting was my first love, and that's what I wanted. And I was totally blindsided when it ended. I didn't understand. So I begin the book, before I get into the Dealmaker's Ten Commandments, I have a very brief chapter called Chunk Meets Machiavelli. And I start with a quote from Shirley Temple, the greatest child actor of all time, who said, when I was 14, that was the oldest I ever was. I've been getting younger ever since. And she says that quote because she was fired by her agent, Laura Wasserman, when she was 14. After making, you know, the studio all this money, she was looking different. She couldn't, you know, bring in the bucks anymore, and she was fired. And there's a famous story in her autobiography where Lou Wasserman, after he fires her, she starts crying. He pushes a box of tissues towards her and says, have one on me. And how cold that felt to her. So I kind of start off with, well, for me, 15 was the oldest I ever was, because I couldn't get work anymore. All the friends I had kind of wouldn't return my calls anymore, and I didn't understand. For me, what transformed my life is I was in an honors program in my public high school at Taft High in Woodland Hills in San Fernando Valley, and I got to take an actual college class at UCLA, a real college class. And I was like, okay, well, what do I want to pick? What do I want to do? I was like, well, you know, what do failed actors do well in California? Politics. You know, we have Reagan, we have the governor. I was like, well, I'll try politics. So I took poli-sci and I read this book called The Prince by Niccolo Machiavelli. And it was about how to get power, how to deal with your subjects. And he has this chapter where he says, is it better to be feared or to be loved? And he says, it's better to be feared because fear is something you control. Love is something the audience controls. And for me as a failed actor, that absolutely punched me in the gut. And I was like, oh my God, that's totally right. Because I wanted the audience to love me, and they didn't have a reason to anymore. So I had to either say, okay, it's done. I'm a has-been at, you know, at 15, and I'll never do anything again. Or I was like, okay, I have to rebuild. I have to rebuild. So for me, reading that book and trying to build something out of, from a place of power and control, was the beginning of forging a new life for me, and eventually culminated with forming my own entertainment law firm in Beverly Hills called Cohen Gardner about 13 years ago, and kind of creating this series of 10 commandments to negotiate great deals and kind of be a strong business person. And, you know, I start the book off with a warning and a quote, which is, good and great are seldom the same man. And the book is about being great. It's not about being good. There are other books for being good that are much, you know, that are much more erudite in the subject matter than I am. You know, and it's hardcore, you know, because business is hardcore. And for me, it's kind of a toolkit to help the reader get what they want. So big picture, it starts with the Chunk Meeting Machiavelli back when I was in high school.
Yeah, and I appreciate you sharing that story, because that's the story that first drew me in and really first caught my attention and said, hey, this is going to be a very different piece of work from all the other business books that fill up our shelves. It's going to be a lot more personal. It's going to be a lot more self-aware. And I find those things to be more engaging. That's why we're doing conversation today, you know. And
I really appreciate that, because I'm a big fan of business books, and I'm a big fan of philosophy and like, you know, I wanted to treat the reader with a great deal of respect. I didn't want to waste their time. It's a short book. It's about 130 pages. You know, it's like, if it's not meaningful, I did not include it. And the point of the book is not to be presentational and say, hey, look how awesome I am. Look what a nice guy I am. Look how smart I am. That's not it. I want it to be very real. To provide the reader with the tools they need. Because I think there's so much in society that kind of defangs you, mm-hmm. that kind of makes you docile, that kind of makes you submit to the will of the institution. So you're looking out for the institution's best interest, and the institution is also looking out for the institution's best interest, which works out fine until you get downsized. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then where are you? You know, so I really appreciate that. I tried to just, I mean, I do believe that. And in law school, we're actually taught, and this is going to sound crazy, but the truth is the best argument, mm-hmm. because we recognize the truth instantly. We're trained to look for danger. We're trained to look for duplicity. It's part of our DNA. So when something has the ring of truth,